one point in concentration and how to arranging the chairs in a Titanic which is drowning. If the chairs are falling away, you may again and again set it right. But if Titanic only is drowning, then arranging the decks or the chairs won't make much difference. One has to save the drowning Titanic. So, that is one reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings, you will see his basic focus was this. When he went to South India to Ranganath temple, he glorified that Brahmana, South Indian Brahman, who was appreciating Bhagavad Gita, especially because not based on his scholarship or erudition. But he glorified Bhagavad Gita because Lord Krishna. That evoked some great emotion in the heart of when Mahaprabhu saw the Brahman, he said, "You know the essence of the scriptures." Similarly, an old Orissan lady climbed on the top of Mahaprabhu's shoulder with one leg, and another leg she was putting on the Garuda Stamba. In this instance, she was simultaneously offending Lord and the devotee. One leg on Lord's shoulder, another leg on Garuda. So naturally she is supposed to get a big punishment. But her heart was predominated by love for Jagannath and a very innocent eagerness to get his darshan. So in the spiritual world, there is only one rule, which is love for Krishna. There is only one prohibition, which is envy for Krishna. And all other rules and prohibitions are subordinate to this, these two things. Sarve vidhi nishedasyur yetiyoreva kinkaraha smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatu chet. So we teach Vaishnava etiquette. Any Vaishnava etiquette teacher should keep emphasizing this point. Otherwise our Vaishnava etiquette knowledge will be superficial and ritualistic. So we should always emphasize love for Krishna is the ultimate and envy for Krishna has to be given up. So this old Orissan lady had love for Krishna and she had no envy for Krishna, due to which her not following the rule of, you know, offending some Vaishnava or the Lord by putting her foot was not taken seriously. You know, when Yadurani Mataji climbed on the Vyasasana to put a picture, many other brahmacharis and other prabhupads, they prohibited her. They said, "How can you put your foot on Vyasasana?" So next day she asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, was I wrong in climbing up on Vyasasana to put a picture on the wall?" Prabhupada said, "To render service to Krishna, I can climb on my head also." So the idea is how if the old version lady's heart was filled with love for Krishna, Mahaprabhu deeply appreciated that. In South India, he is appreciating the South Indian Brahman for his bhav for Krishna. In Orissa, he is appreciating the Orissan lady. In the Jharkhanda forest, he is appreciating the animals for awakening their love for Krishna. Similarly, he met another South Indian Brahman who was a Rama Bhakta, who stopped eating because Sita was stolen by Ravana. So Mahaprabhu deeply appreciated his devotion. So in this way, Mahaprabhu's main teaching actually is cultivating feelings of separation from Krishna. And that separation is a far-fetched thing. Prior to cultivating separation, we have to cultivate some love for Krishna. Before cultivating love, we have to cultivate some respect for Krishna. Respect and admiration for Krishna. And before cultivating respect or admiration, we have to give up our material outlook of Krishna. And we have to cultivate a spiritual outlook. Because with material outlook, which is actually material outlook is the cause of all offenses, either towards the Lord or the devotees. So in this way, when we chant the holy name, the background mood has to be this. Ayinandatanuja kinkaram paditam mam vishame bhavambudhau kripaya tava pada pankaja sthitadhuli sadrisham vichintaya. He says that, oh my dear Supreme Lord Krishna, who is son of Nanda, some or other have fallen into this ocean of nescience. Please pick me up and place me at your lotus feet so that I can eternally serve you. So this background consciousness is something which every devotee has to gradually cultivate by studying Shastra, by meeting devotees, rendering services and developing one's understanding little by little. As we say, little drops of water make a ocean. So this background consciousness development is so important, it cannot be underemphasized, because without this development of consciousness, all our techniques for chanting you teach, that is very empty and very superficial. And the difference is like this, like, you know, you are carrying a, what do you call it, you carry a suitcase for selling some product. You can wear coat, suit, boot, tie, everything very tip-top nicely. But imagine you go into the market with an empty suitcase, you have nothing to show to the customers. Then all this external show, will it be useful? So the techniques are like coat, suit, boot, tie, everything. That is techniques. And what is this bhav? That is like the product to be sold. So Krishna is saying only that. Krishna says your coat, suit, boot is all right. Even if you come with lungi, kurta also, no problem. You open and show me what is inside your box. That's what he is asking. Bhavagrahi Janardhana. So this bhava is not some emotional outburst of some imaginative ecstasy. This bhava is actually very scientifically analyzed by Goswamis, and it is scientifically presented by Srila Prabhupada in a very easy to understand way in his books. This bhava is actually a combination of divya jnana. The divya jnana should be there, combined with devotion. That is why bhakti vedanta. Vedanta means head knowledge, bhakti means heart. So we have to combine the bhakti and vedanta both. So we have to scientifically learn the path of devotional service, and we have to express the devotion from the heart. A combination of this is actually, like we say, is it? Divya jnan hriday prakashito prema bhakti yaha hoite avidya vinasha. So these are the three thing components of bhav. What is this? Divya jnan, and then prema bhakti raha hoite, and avidya vinashaja. Avidya has to be, avidya means ignorance. Ignorance has to be destroyed, prema bhakti has to be awakened, and that awakening of prema bhakti should happen through acquiring divya jnana. When we do this, the sum total of these three leads to bhava, and when that bhava is like in small droplets, even a few droplets will give you a very, very personally, deeply satisfying experience. And then over a period of time, as it increases in proportion, it has the potency to attract Krishna's attention. And that droplets of bhava are actually developed by Srimati Radharani's grace. And we will not attract her grace without properly performing devotional service with proper attitude during the day. All day how we spend. So there are multiple parameters in that. One has to be humble, one has to be grateful, one has to be tolerant, one has to be respectful to all jivas. Most two important things are never be inattentive, not only in chanting, never be inattentive in dealing with other living entities. And also never be offensive. These are the two things. All 10 offenses can be summarized in these two words. Never be inattentive, never be offensive. That's all. If you avoid these two things, if you are not inattentive and offensive, and then you are acquiring divya jnana and practicing devotional service very sincerely, thoroughly, honestly. In Hindi we can say three qualities: nishkapat bhavanase, nissahaya bhavanase, niraparad bhavanase. Repeat this. Second is nissahaya. Yeah. And third one is Niraparad. These three are the summary. If you do this, that means our devotional disposition means these three things. We should be Nishkapat, means don't do drama. Be thoroughly honest, don't be hypocritical. Because Lord is more shrewd than us, more intelligent. And Nisahaya Bhavana means we should not be proud or puffed up that I am great and I know everything. We have to be dependent on the Lord for everything, Lord and the devotees. And the third one is Nirapradh Bhavana, means these 10 offenses we should learn what they are thoroughly, meticulously, and avoid these 10. If we do these three things regularly, then we can acquire the other two, avoiding inattentiveness and avoiding offensiveness. If those two are avoided, our heart will become like an innocent child. Then it is very easy to attract the attention of Radharani, who will mercifully bestow some droplets of bhava in our heart. And when that bhava is awakened, the background consciousness is prepared. And it will become a 24-hour consciousness. It is called a ceaseless prayer. Ceaseless prayer means at every moment, a devotee finds life very fresh. And wherever he turns around, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, Vidimagendra Adishcha Keetayate, Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam Tam Gaurame Vastumah, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tidashapura Akasha Pushpayate. This is by Prabodhananda Saraswati. He says, the whole world becomes a happy place for such a devotee because he sees the whole world in connection to Krishna. And then for him, the post of Indra and Brahma and all appears like a worm in the stool. And for him, getting liberated and going to Brahma Jyoti is like a hellish planet because there is no service in Brahma Jyoti. For him, the only thing that satisfies him is opportunity to love and serve Krishna. That's all. So, in this way, these two things are there in our chanting of Japa. One is preparing the background consciousness and another thing is techniques of concentration. And because we are in conditioned stage, we have to focus on both. Because the bhava is not something which you develop overnight. It can take several years and it's an ongoing process. And the techniques are something which you can immediately learn and apply in order, for example, sleeping early, not keeping the stomach heavy while going to bed at night, isn't it? And also having sufficient sleep. These things will ensure that, you know, we don't doze during chanting, isn't it? Similarly, while chanting, there are two big distractors amongst our senses. Who are they? Of course, mind only ultimately is distracted, but senses, eyes and ears, that's all. Only two. The other three are not much problem. Your sense of touch, nobody is disturbing it. Our sense of taste, nobody is putting gulab jamun in your mouth, in your tongue, during chanting. So they don't disturb you. The only distractors are eyes and ears. So, in this way, keep your eyes and ears closed in such a way that they won't get distracted during chanting. Sit erect and, actually this is called prepare your sacred space where your chanting is most attentive. In that corner helps you to chant very attentive, sit in that corner. That corner helps you sit there. And the pillar helps you. Wherever you sit, whichever, you try different places, whichever place or circle, gives you the best kind of setting for your chanting. Like if India and cricket, India Pakistan is going to play cricket, India would prefer which place? India, because of a better pitch in India. Similarly, you have to have the best pitch possible when you are chanting. So such a place you should choose. Imagine you sit just outside the door where people are going out, coming in. Like this, you are chanting and one fellow is going. And your mind is giving running commentary. Abhi koi bahar gaya. And then direction, abhi koi andar aa gaya abhi. Correct? So keep yourself, keep yourself in a place where you can avoid distraction. And then you can be attentive. So these techniques are also important. You can't say they are useless. They are also important. But at the same time, techniques are secondary. You know, bhava is primary. Development of the background consciousness. And you are all hearing classes from senior devotees every day and they are actually helping you to cleanse your other things covering your heart so that your real bhava can blossom. That is the goal of our everyday class. If we attend every day class, little is going in. And gradually the sleeping soul is woken up. When sleeping soul wakes up, there is no limit to his enthusiasm. His enthusiasm is like a very powerful bullet. It will be so powerful that all other unwanted anarthas will be cleansed completely. And we should allow it to blossom. You see, when Krishna, small baby Krishna is growing, Putana wants to kill him. Why? Once Krishna grows, he will kill Kamsa. That is the problem. See? Similarly, once our Krishna consciousness blossoms, anarthas have no place only. If you switch on the light, you know, can darkness hide anywhere in any corner of the room? Like right now the lights are on, can darkness hide anywhere? Darkness has no place only. Similarly, anarthas have no stand, you know, in front of the powerfully blossoming Krishna consciousness. So that is something which you have to cultivate every day and understand. Krishna is my Swami, he is my master, he is my mother, he is my father, he is my friend, he is my wealth, he is my be all and end all. That and understanding and realization, and ultimately with that thing one should be able to approach the holy name. Then holy name will be not a painful climbing mountain like thing. Chanting of the holy name will become a very, very dear, very most wanted experience. So Prabhupada, if you leave him alone anywhere, immediately Prabhupada will start standing. Prabhupada went to one studio, recording something. So that studio wala was searching everywhere. There is some background noise. What is this? Sound was coming. He went all around. Because Prabhupada's recording was to be done, you know, for some singing, some song. Finally checked this wire, that wire, removed this plug, put that plug, everything. Still that sound was coming. Where is it? Then he saw Prabhupada sitting. Hare Krishna, Krishna, sorry, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Oh, Swamiji, you are only making noise. He said, please kindly stop it, let me see. And Prabhupada stopped. Everything was been dropped silence. So one moment Prabhupada didn't waste. Even in a most silent studio, Hare Krishna, that was going on. Prabhupada was chanting. One moment, he was in plane, he was chanting. When he was in airport, he was chanting. When he was in temple, he was chanting. When there was a little free time, he was chanting always. So this is a pure devotee. We are not in that platform. At least let us do our 16 rounds properly. So we cannot chant all day. Harinam Prabhu ki.